floor. No, thank you very much, Switzerland. No apologies. I welcome you are sharing the experience on safety and biosecurity measures. Any other delegation wishing to make general comments on any aspect of this agenda item as Philippines and Switzerland? Then allow me to now to turn to the agenda items and agenda item six. Very sorry about to compel you to think back and forth, but it is my misjudgment about the proceeding of the discussion in this MX2. Thanks, owing to the very active discussions, quite often it is difficult how the meeting will proceed. But since now at 12 o'clock, all the overseer experts who are necessary for the active discussion of agenda item 6 is ready. So please, with your consent, allow me to turn to the agenda item 6 in accordance with the original schedule. Opening the floor on the topic of development of a voluntary model of code of conduct for biological science and all relevant personnel and biosecurity education by drawing on the work already done on this issue in the context of convention, adaptable to national requirements. This is another very important topic on which we have had much discussion in the past. For example, in 2005, state parties spent 2 weeks in the meeting of experts discussing the consideration of the content, promulgations, and adoption of code of conduct for scientists. And it has been a regular topic of discussion in the years since. Many countries have briefed subsequent meetings on their own national initiatives in this regard. For example, a national code of conduct and biosecurity education activities. We have also seen much focus recently on the ethical, moral, and societal implications of new and emerging technologies. This is a familiar topic from our discussions in other fields in the Geneva. It has also been mentioned already a few times in earlier discussion item this morning in the MX meeting. Now under this discussion item, is our opportunity to dive deep into this issue. This year, we have updated proposals in the working paper submitted by China and Pakistan and co-sponsored by Brazil. In light of previous discussions, it seems there have been very important developments within this working paper since the last MX2 meeting. China and Pakistan have previously worked and proposed a very pertinent model of code of conduct. And now the updated working guideline proposing guideline on code of conduct and also stresses the importance of the voluntary process of developing and adapting a code of conduct. At the same time, the process of this work is very much expert-led, collaborating with Tianjin University and Johns Hopkins University, and with the open and active participation of experts all over the world, including Japanese. It is indeed expert-led and voluntary process. In its wake, there have been significant development in this regard, with the development of the Tianjin Biosecurity Guideline for Code of Conduct for Scientists, and their endorsement by the Inter-Academy Partnership, which proves that all the process is very expert-led and open. These guidelines seem to be more in accordance with the majority of previously expressed in the MX2, which stress the importance of voluntariness and expert-led. Therefore, I am very, very eager to listen to the presentation of this updated and new proposal. Then, I'd like to invite China and Pakistan who submitted this paper, and to introduce the working paper. May I ask Ambassador Lee to talk about your renewed proposal? Ambassador, floor is yours.